5769,
get your customer contact, what's going on?
Well, I came with a passenger all the way from the Everton Transit Center. He seems to be homeless. So got all the way to Forest Grove, and he was coughing and sneezing on the bus all along, and people were a little bit uneasy, and when he got here, he wanted to speak to one of the customers at Forest Grove.
He wanted to do what at Forest Grove?
To speak to one of the customers. I don't think he needs to be on the bus at this moment.
I copy. Is he still on the bus now?
No, I just told him to get off the bus. He wanted to, his conduct was very questionable. He wanted to attempt to spit on me too, and I just wanted to let other operators over here to know that he's not supposed to be on the bus.
Copy, you got a description for me?
He's probably a mixed race, but mostly white, and brown jacket, beard, long hair, with brown pants.
Okay, white male, brown jacket. How tall and how much does he weigh, do you think?
Probably 5'11", being around 180 pounds.
And you said he was bald?
He's not bald, he has long hair.
Alright, long hair. What kind of pants are you wearing?
Sorry, I'll repeat the question, last question.
And what kind of pants is he wearing?
The top jacket is a dark brown and the bottom is like a khaki brown.
Copy, brown pants too. Alright, is he currently off your bus?
He's off the bus right now. I just informed other operators he's very aggressive in terms of behavior contact on the bus.
Alright, and you have approximate age on this person?
In his late 20s.
Mid-20s, okay. All right, thanks for the information. I'll pass that along.
Thank you.
Thank you, at 1501.
512.
This is Dispatch 512. How can we help?
Yeah, I called earlier. I'm down here off Water and Avenue to pick up my ride 6933 at OMSI. And there's a train blocking... it's on the track and it's blocking all the traffic. And I looked at my map and I tried going down the other way and coming back. And I went around the block and there's no way it can get through. And I called and I asked the guy if he could transfer the ride so I can continue on because I'm not going anywhere here.
Okay, but if you can't get through, I don't think another vehicle would be able to get through. Is that right?
Well, that's correct, but what I'm saying is I don't know how long this train is going to be. It's not even moving. It's the engine part, and it's right there, and there's traffic backing up, and and I left the space so everyone can get around, and then I went around the block again. So I'm on second here, and just a block the other side of Water or Clay. So I don't want to sit here all day.
I see what you're saying. Well, I imagine that he took a critical look at that, and if there's anything we can do to alleviate the impact of that on your schedule, we certainly will. But as it stands, we're going to have you go ahead and wait there so you can get through for pickup of 6933.
Okay, copy that.
We're going to time out here. I'm going to call you right back.
I don't know what's happening with them. But anyway, thank you.